O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Showing forth the salvation of the Lord, this is Christian Radio, KHCB Galveston and KHCB-FM in Houston.
It was 50 years ago this week that a new sound came on the airwaves of radio. Soothing music and meditations brought light into the night for a war-weary Chicago. From those humble beginnings on one station, that program is now heard on over 350 stations, beamed by satellite across the country and overseas. This is Erwin Lutzer, and you're listening to that program right now. On tonight's Songs in the Night, I'd like you to join a congregation here at the Moody Church to celebrate 50 years of God's faithfulness in keeping this program on the air. Join us as we give thanks for a ministry that is still lighting the night.
Good evening, everyone. From historic Moody Church in the heart of Chicago comes Songs in the Night with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, soloist Glenn Jorian, the King's Carolers, and organist John Innes. This is a very special 50th anniversary Songs in the Night. Here's the founder of Songs in the Night, Tory Johnson.
Thank you very much, Ted, and a good evening to everyone here. I'm glad to be here tonight to share the many fond memories of Songs in the Night. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This program grew out of a vision that I had in the spring of 1943 while I was pastor at the Midwest Bible Church. Although relatively radio was new, I believed that this gospel ministry would have a great impact. We chose the theme, Songs in the Night, because the program itself was a combination of sermon and song that was intended for evening listening. The title came from a poem written by George R. Graves, and Wendell Lovelace set it to the music that has been the opening signature of this program for all these 50 years. It was on Sunday evening, June 6, 1943, that Songs in the Night was aired for the first time on WCFL here in Chicago. The basic format of the program is still used today. My messages were given within the context of the beautiful music of the musicians. In those days, we had a choir, soloists, mixed trio, and organ. When I began to devote more and more of my time to the fledgling Youth for Christ movement, I suggested to my friend Billy Graham that he take over the broadcast. At that time, he was pastor of the Village Church, a small suburban congregation in Western Springs. So on January 2nd, 1944, the Village Church presented their first Songs in the Night broadcast, with Billy Graham serving as speaker and George Beverly Shea as soloist. Since the broadcast was live, we have no recordings of those early days of Billy Graham's ministry. When Billy Graham became ill for a period of 3 months, Peter Stamm III became the host of the program. Then Mr. Graham became a full-time evangelist under my leadership in Youth for Christ. The duties of Songs in the Night passed on to the new pastor of the village church, Lloyd Fesmire. Little did he know that he was to be the voice of Songs in the Night for more than 20 years. I'm glad that Reverend Fesmire is with us tonight, along with Dr. George Sweeting, Dr. Warren Wiersbe, and of course, Dr. Irwin Lutzer, the pastor of the Moody Church. God bless all these men, and keep on going on. It's too soon to quit.
In sin I wandered, seeking a song. Days were so dreary, nights were so long. One day believing, Jesus receiving, my soul thrilled with a song. Jesus gives me a song as I travel along on life's luring, lonesome road. I can sing as I go, for there's one thing I know that will lift life's head. A song as when skies are blue and bright. For each step of the way, each hour of the day, and songs in the deepest night. Songs in the daytime, songs in the night, songs of devotion, songs of delight, melodies ringing in my heart singing. Jesus gives me a song. Jesus gives me a song as I travel along on life's luring, lonesome road. I can sing as I go, for there's one thing I know that will lift life's heavy load. When the shadows are, he will give you a song as when skies are blue and bright. For each step of the way, each hour of the day, and songs in the deepest night.
Thank you, Glenn. It's great to see you again. This is Lloyd Fesmire, and it's good to greet all of you on this historic occasion. As Tori mentioned, I inherited Songs in the Night when I became pastor of the village church. It was my privilege to host the program for 22 years. They were wonderful years, rich years. Back then, our program was broadcast live each week from a church filled with people from all over Chicagoland. In those early days, there were no tape recorders. Everything had to be just right the first time. George Beverly Shea was our soloist, and then our good friend Glenn Jorian, who substituted for him from time to time. Glenn became the full-time soloist in 1951 when Mr. Shea joined the Billy Graham team. And that's a wonderful record, Glenn. Still Lighting the Night is an excellent theme for this 50th anniversary program. After a busy Sunday, thousands of people relaxed to the message and music. In the night, the light of Christ shines. And how desperately this world needs light. Thankfully, darkness cannot extinguish light. No matter how dark the cave, it can never put out the light of even a single candle. I wonder, my friend, if you've learned what I've learned, that when confronted with light, darkness loses its power. Light reveals who we really are in the presence of God. To have the light is to walk in openness before the Lord. In the presence of Christ, our disguises are stripped away. Yes, through song and spoken word, Songs in the Night has helped multiply thousands find the light and respond to its power. Christ said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. We're so thankful on this occasion that the message of Christ has been the central theme of every Songs in the Night broadcast for the past 50 years.
Under his wings I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him, I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me and I am his child. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, oh what precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Oh, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings,
thank you, ladies, for that beautiful selection. This is George Sweeting, and it's grand to be here and share with you radio friends this evening. Yes, I'm thankful for the vision of Tory Johnson, who began this ministry. I rejoice in the wide ministry of Billy Graham, and for the faithfulness of Peter Stamm. My good friend Lloyd Fesmeyer is to be commended for so many years of effective ministry. Accompanying each of these men were many gifted musicians who have sung and played their way into the hearts of listeners across the United States and the world. In September of 1965, Pastor Fesmeyer accepted a call to a church in New Jersey. Songs in the Night continued for a few years without pastoral leadership, as recordings were replayed on the radio. Those in leadership actively sought a new home for the broadcast. When I became pastor of the Moody Church in the summer of 1966, I was already well acquainted with the ministry of Songs in the Night. My good friend Ted Seeley was the announcer at that time, and he was investigating various options for the program. Ted is here tonight, and he's still the voice you hear welcoming us to each week's broadcast. When Ted and I spoke, I felt that the Moody Church could continue this choice ministry and even expand it. So on the 25th anniversary of Songs in the Night, the transfer of ownership was made. Pastor Fesmire was present, and he officially welcomed me to this important radio pulpit. Others such as Ted Seeley and Bev Shea also participated in the ceremony that brought the program to the Moody Church. I gathered a capable staff of people to carry on this ministry, which had proved already its effectiveness. We began with 45 stations, but in time the number doubled, tripled, and quadrupled. We received hundreds of letters each year testifying to the challenge that the broadcast was to many people. When I became the president of the Moody Bible Institute in the year 1971, Pastor Warren Wiersbe succeeded me as pastor of the Moody Church. He also became the new host of Songs in the Night. I was very grateful that the program was in such capable and gifted hands. And now 25 more years have passed, and the broadcast continues to light the night. Ever since Adam and Eve hid from God in the garden, mankind has tried to run from the light. It's difficult for each of us to admit who we really are in the presence of God. In the light of His holiness, everything is revealed. Of course, the good news is, when we come honestly to Jesus Christ in His presence, we find the cleansing and forgiveness that we so desperately need. I'm so glad that John the Apostle wrote these words. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, makes us clean from all sin.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all we'll trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yes, trust and obey. Simply trust and obey.
Thank you, Glenn Jury and John Innes. Hello, this is Warren Wiersbe. You know, I've always appreciated the power of Christian radio. As I travel in ministry, I meet people who have been saved through the witness of Christian radio, and many others who have been strengthened in their faith.
For some people, Christian radio is their only source of Bible teaching, and for others, it's the closest that they'll ever come to being in church. Well, when I became the pastor of the Moody Church in the fall of 1971, Songs in the Night was a well-established radio ministry. It was my privilege to share God's word with our many listeners for about 8 years. And then my friend Erwin Lutzer took the broadcast when he became pastor of the Moody Church in January of 1980. For 50 years, this program has presented Christ as the loving, forgiving Savior of lost mankind. I appreciate the theme of this anniversary program, Still Lighting the Night. Pastor Fesmeyer and Dr. Sweeting reminded us that the light reveals who we are, and it also reveals where we're going. God is light, and when we walk with Him, we are brought into the fullness of His blessing. You know, when you walk in the darkness, it doesn't really matter which direction you go because all paths lead nowhere. We read in Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. We live in a world that believes it really isn't important which path you take, and many people who think they are walking in the light are really walking in the darkness. And when you walk in the darkness, you have to do the best you can. But here on Songs in the Night, we've attempted to shed God's light by proclaiming the Word of God. In the pages of the Bible, we read, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The light reveals our destination. If you take the path of darkness, you end in the darkness. Jesus called it outer darkness. But if you follow the light, you will end in the light. For God Himself is the light, and in Him is no darkness at all.
He will carry you.
thank you so much for that beautiful musical ministry. And this is Erwin Lutzer. What a privilege it has been to continue this ministry that was begun 50 years ago. I salute all of the pastors who have carried on this broadcast, the many musicians, technicians, and announcers. And tonight I also say thank you to the tens of thousands who have supported this program with their prayers and gifts. Songs in the Night is not the work of a few, but represents the collective effort of all who have shared the vision of this special ministry. We'd be delighted to hear from you, telling of the blessings you may have received through this broadcast. After 50 years, most of the participants have changed, but the message of Songs in the Night remains the same. Christ is the light of the world. I urge you to come to Him, believe in His grace, and accept His promise that those who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We are God's co-workers. Perhaps in His grace He will allow us to have this program light the night until Christ returns.
None of us who has ever shared the Songs in the Night microphone owns this program. It has been passed from church to church and from voice to voice. Yet it still lights the night with a message of hope and assurance that God is in control. And we have a special gift for each one of our listening friends. For this week only, we're making available a commemorative stereo cassette containing this entire anniversary broadcast. All you need do is write and let us know how God has used Songs in the Night in your life during these 50 years. Just send a letter to us at Songs in the Night, Moody Church, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. When you write, be sure to give us your name and address and mention this station's call letters. For half a century, God's people have helped keep Songs in the Night on the air through their prayers and gifts. To each one who has ever shared with us, we say a heartfelt thank you. Please write this week for your commemorative cassette. And remember that your continued support is how Songs in the Night will get to its centennial celebration in the year 2043. Our address once again, Songs in the Night, Moody Church, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Music tonight came to us from the King's Carolers, Myrna White, Cheryl Fornelli, Joanna Hedinga, and Marcia Twaddell. Glenn Joring is our soloist, along with John Innes at the keyboards. This is Ted Seeley thanking each one of you for tuning in. Now, with some closing thoughts, here once again is our pastor at the Moody Church, Dr. Erwin Lutzer.
Thanks, Ted. When the Lord gave the children of Israel victory, they set up stones to mark the occasion. This broadcast is such a milestone. I want you to bow with me now in prayer, asking God to bless this ministry and praying that we might be responsive to what we have heard. Lord, for the privilege of those who have gone on before us, for the opportunity we have had to share your word, we thank you. Make us faithful as your representatives, lighting the night until we shall see you face to face. We pray in your name. Amen.
KHCB stands for Keeping Him Close By, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galveston, it's KHCB 1400 AM. In Houston, KHCB FM at 105.7. Either way, there's good news 24 hours a day.